Welcome back to The Grub.
Aren't you lucky?
Yeah. We are back again for the fourth time.
Fourth time's a charm. Yeah.
And, of course, this is the nude episode.
The nude episode. We are nude.
We are buck naked.
Mm. Yeah.
And buck wild.
Yeah. Everyone looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Anyway, what's going on this week?
Well, I've had a bit of pain in my back.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
I'm rubbing it out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, rubbing all sorts of oils.
We've got ointments.
Oils,
where are you getting them oils?
A little man.
So what are you getting? Sort of minty hot oils?
Minty hot, smooth, silky, deep.
Deep.
Creamy? Any cream?
Deep and cream.
Cream. Any white?
Deep and creamy.
Yeah, deep and creamy. That's how I like them.
That's what must be my bloody middle name, mate. Deep and creamy.
Greg, deep and creamy. Martin.
Looks like it today.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We are nude.
And who's rubbing that cream on?
I rub it in myself. I get loved ones, friendlies, you know.
Friendlies.
You got any with you?
Yeah, got one.
That's not your game plan, is it?
Yeah, it could be.
Mm.
Oh, I figured maybe I did. Maybe I did that.
Yeah. I've had a bit of health issues myself.
Oh, what a surprise.
Lay it down.
Offensive.
Lay it down and spread it on thick like the oil.
No, only because you're concerned with your health.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I am concerned with the health. And I have a gallstone, and last night I had a gallstone.
Get that stone out!
I need to get the stone out.
I need to get
the stone out. If anyone can help, I don't know what to do. I've been to the doctor. They're like, yeah, you need the stone out. And then nothing has happened beyond that.
What do you mean? Why can't you have the
operation? I don't know why.
Don't you have to piss it out?
No, that's kidney stone. This is gallstone. Gallstone is operation.
Where's your gall?
It's up in like just under your ribs.
Your gallbladder.
The gallbladder.
Is that the one that makes your poo brown?
You kept saying that you had a surprise new thing that you were going to do on the show.
Yes.
Today?
I've got a brand new character, guys.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to revolutionize characters.
Really? Is that good?
Yeah, well, you know, I've always got these crazy characters and voices, but this one is... Yeah.
Next level?
Yeah. It's like when the Beatles wrote their first hit, they were like, this is it.
What was the Beatles' first hit?
She Loves You. Yeah.
Probably. And what's this character called?
I want to save that for when I do it. But it's one of the best characters I've ever met. Okay. It's one of the most comedic.
So you're not going to just do it now?
No, I want to save. I'll save it for the end.
So you're going to build up to it.
Yeah.
It's worth it?
It's what you want to finish on this one.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, all big right. call.
Yeah, it's a finisher.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll save that for later, but for now, here's this.
If you were born after the war, let us listen to you and more at Boom 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 Boomer Holidays.
At Boomer Holidays, we cater specifically for the boomer experience with our parking-friendly holidays.
We understand boomers better than anyone else.
Boom 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 Boomer Holidays.
They gave me a walking stick to walk on the top of Ayers Rock, and they let me call it Ayers Rock. I like that.
At Boom 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 Boomer Holidays.
Everyone else on the minibus was white, and that suited us. I mean, we're not racist, but you just want to be with people you like.
At Boom 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 Boomer Holidays.
At every destination, they took us straight to the real estate agent so we could look at all the houses we could afford.
At Boom 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 Boomer Holidays.
Listen, I don't mind that Tommy Little, but I just can't stand Waleed.
At Boom 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 Boomer Holidays.
Hey, welcome back to Jams FM. It's Benno and Danny.
Hey.
Danny, how are you? Been doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, I'm great. I've had a great weekend. Went to a farmer's market. What's with that?
Tell you what, it was 10 years ago in music that fantastic track that we just listened to. Let's give it another listen. Oh, it's a real hot one. What do you reckon about that, Danny?
I love it.
It's so good, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you love going to the bloody, having a couple of beers out of barbecues with that tune pumping.
Yeah.
So it was 10 years ago in music that the Freedom of Information Act, Danny. Freedom of Information Act.
Yes.
The Supreme Court of the United States.
Yes.
They revealed that this song.
Yes.
In particular was used in Guantanamo Bay. What do you think about that, Danny?
What's that?
It's an offshore detention.
Oh my God. Center, which,
I mean, obviously Australia would never do something like that.
Don't.
But we did, it's an offshore detention for the US. Yeah. They keep terrorists there. Oh my God. There. Imagine, Danny, what would it be like? You know, you just get this this tune pumping through.
Yeah.
And you're getting waterboarded.
What's that?
It's where they put a wet cloth over your head. And then they pour water onto your face.
Like a facial.
It's even more like a facial. So you simulate the effect of drowning. But you're not drowning.
Yeah.
It just makes you think you're going to drown.
Don't.
What a great tune. Yeah. Fantastic tune. What would you say? What would you say if they were doing that to you?
Oh my God, what would I say? I can't breathe.
I can't breathe, and that's what we're doing for the Daily Double. If we call you, then you give us the keyword, I can't breathe, and you win $150 cash plus tickets to the Michael Bublé concert.
Oh, don't.
We're coming next, and right now we've got some more music coming right up after these commercials.
Come on down to Discount Dogs. We got used up, crook old dogs. These dogs are the cheapest dogs going around because they are broken. $5 a pop, get a discount dog. Woof, woof.
The Grub.
Welcome back to The Grub. Ben and Edo, I was hoping that you guys could do something for me.
God.
Which I've got a script, like I just wrote a sketch, like a play type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's funny, but it's not, it's also.
But also self-indulgent.
No, it's like, no, it says.
That is this podcast. So yeah. It works. It's on brand.
That's all comedy. That's what this is. We're all. I've got a script. I've got one here, Edo, that you can have a look at. Ben, you've, here's one here.
Okay.
This is just like a little play. I'll just sort of direct you. I'll read the directions and stuff like that. There's not much. There's not much to it. Ben, I wanted you to play Greg. And Edo, I want you to play Tennille, Greg's real estate agent.
Okay. And that's that is a real name because you've discussed that with me.
Yeah.
Tennille.
Well, let's just read the script.
I know Tennille.
Yeah. We'll read the script. Right. Okay. Greg Larson, early 30s, tall. Walks into a real estate office where Tennille, his real estate agent, is sitting behind a desk, killing a small puppy with her hands.
Hello, Miss Tennille.
More like you've worked harder than you've ever worked before. Like your back is breaking from the labor that you've been doing, and you're trying your best.
Okay,
that's your motivation.
Hello, Miss Tennille. I have been working tirelessly for the past week, cleaning out my apartment before I vacate, and I was hoping that you could find it in your heart to refund my bond.
Tennille licks her lips. Tennille licks her lips and as she snaps the puppy's neck. And Edo, just to a character note on Tennille, she's like a Lex Luthor type evil genius. She's evil.
You fat cunt. I'll never refund your bond, you grubby fucking wart of a human. Yeah. I found a speck of dust, and outside the apartment was a cobweb!
But please, Miss Tennille, I've scrubbed and cleaned. I'm sick from the black mold that has been growing in the house because you wouldn't fix the leaking pipes.
You dare accuse me? You should have been grateful that I forced you to live inside an apartment full of black mold that was growing inside the wall for years. I don't care that you have been a good and loyal tenant.
So, like a good and loyal tenant. I also meant to say pays rent on time. Say pays rent on time. I don't care that you've been a good and loyal tenant.
I don't care that you're a good and loyal tenant and that you always pay your rent on time. I'm glad you suffered from respiratory issues at the hands of my black mole because it makes me happy to know that you, a true and good man, have suffered.
I know. I deserve it, my lord. But please, if you could find it in your heart to give me my bun back. You told me that the entire apartment is going to be gutted and rebuilt anyway, and that I wouldn't even need to clean, yet still, I cleaned all week just to be a good boy.
Yep.
How long is
this? There's not much more. Just, where are we?
And yes, we will gut the apartment. And no, you didn't need to clean. But still, I want you to suffer. For I am the great Tennille of inner urban real estate in the Docklands. Contact number 03-7.
Yep.
If that's a real number.
Is that a real number?
No, but it doesn't. No one listens.
Please, matter. I have been fired from my job.
It's the publicly listed number. It's on the website.
It's fine.
Go.
Please, I have been fired from my job on the hit ABC show Tonightly because my work was not respected and the ABC is corrupt.
That's good ad lib.
Yeah, thank you.
Didn't the whole show get cancelled?
Yes, but it was because of my groundbreaking art that was too ahead of its time.
That's true.
You just writhed around on the floor in oil.
No, that's after we got cancelled. It got cancelled because I pushed buttons politically.
That is true. I saw the show and you were a standout.
Yeah.
Which makes me want you to suffer even more because I am jealous of your power.
But please, I am very broke.
Well, why didn't you save more money when you were working at Tonightly, you fat cunt?
I saw you
get an Uber Eats so many times, fatso.
Yeah, that's right. I even bragged that I got Hellenic Republic.
What do you... No, this is not part of it.
They were long hours.
I ate the meal all by myself, even though it was a family meal.
That's not part of it.
The lamb is so delicious and the chicken is so moist.
It's a little chippies. It's got chippies.
They don't even give you enough chippies. Read.
They were long hours. And it was hard to make dinner after working 14 hours straight. Mm-hmm. And I did save some money. But also there were lots of expenses. Look, Tennille, I did my best. Please refund my bond. I beg of you.
Tennille rips off the puppy's head and eats it in one go. All right.
You fucking fat rat.
I didn't say fat.
I am Tennille of inner... I am Tennille of inner urban Docklands.
Number. Read the number. I'll bleep it.
No.
Number 03. 7. And I'm keeping $350 of your bond because I'm fucked.
No. Well, I'm going to start a podcast and tell the world what has transpired here. The people must know. I must preach my message of justice in a room that is 40 degrees. Mm. Yeah.
And the last line. Say the last line. Tennille. Tennille then says.
I'm probably also racist.
Exactly. And I said the word probably. I can't get sued for defamation.
But she probably is.
Yeah.
Chances are pretty high. Mm.
50% of people are racist, they reckon.
50%.
I don't know. Well, thanks, guys. Feedback, is it a good play?
No.
No.
No. I mean, it's not funny.
Grab 3 out of 10 men in Australia lose their thumbs.
Where are me thumbs?
Don't become a statistic. Get your thumbs glued on at Barry's Thumb Store.
And we are back on the grub. We now have a guest.
Yes. Very exciting for about this guest.
Yeah, we this is someone we saw recently at an open mic night. She was doing a performance. She's a performer.
No, and usually we don't get guests on, but this one really stood out to us, and we'd like to give something back to the community as well.
Yeah, yeah. So here she is, Mary.
Hey, thanks, fellas.
Mary,
yeah.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm my name's Mary, and I'm doing a show at the moment at the Brunswick Town Hall.
Mm-hmm. And what's the show title that you're doing?
The show's called The 60-Year-Old Slut, which is a bit of a derogatory, sort of funny title. You might have seen it in the Moreland Leader.
We did, and that's why we came to the show.
Exactly.
It is a lewd title.
It's a very lewd title. It made me think, wow, you know, what am I in for here?
You know, because as a 60-year-old, you would think things would be slowing down for me. Mm. But I've actually never had so many lovers. And that's what this is about. It's about love.
Sure.
And I'm just sort of at, you know, my peak sexuality. Mm-hmm.
So tell the listeners a little bit about what happens in your show. What walk us through it?
Yeah, I mean, there's jokes and funny stories from my life. You know, a 60-year-old that's back out on the dating scene. You can imagine how hilarious it is. You know, for example, I was seeing this bloke called Tony not long ago. Tony, lovely guy, Tony, you know, an older guy. His wife had died. And Tony, I loved him. And, you know, and we could bring each other some comfort, Tony and I. But at the same time I was seeing this Tony, I was actually seeing a younger Tony.
No.
Two Tonys.
Yeah, and that was the joke. You know, so two Tonys, so two-toned. And as you can see from my hair at the moment, it is quite cropped. And I have blonde through it and red. And that's the joke, is I'm two-toned.
Yes. But you didn't call the show two-toned. You called the show the 60-year-old slut.
Yeah. Because I think, you know, at this age, there are a lot of women, you know, and people assume things are drying up or don't work anymore. And I'm exploring multiple lovers, and a lot of 60-year-old women are.
You're quite wet.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a little break, and we'll be back with Mary just after these messages.
Thanks, fellas.
Coming this January, Pussy War.
Pussy War. Pussy War.
Hi, I'm your mother, but I also have a pussy.
Over 1 million YouTube subscribers, and they are doing their first live show.
Oi, which of you cunts like smoking bongs? I smoke so many bongs, my dad calls me fuckhead.
JB and the boys, we came down all the way from Tumbaramba, and we just love it. We love Pussy Bog.
Oh, man, you've been dealing drugs.
Oh, no, darling. It's just an Italian way of life.
I've always said that wogs are funny, and everyone keeps yelling at me saying you shouldn't say shit like that, but then Pussy Wog says it, and then I'm like, yeah, see, I told you they were fucking funny.
No, I'm not a man. I'm a young mother.
Psh. Shut up, mama. I'm gonna have a big suck job.
Oh, again.
Live at the Enmore Theatre, all January. Tickets, $75.
Hey, that's not much to pay you for a good pussy.
Psh, shut up, mama. I'm having a big cone of drugs.
Pussy World. Get 'em while tickets last.
So, welcome back. Mary, we're just talking about your your show, the 60-year-old yeah. slut.
Thanks, fellas.
Northcote Town Hall.
Brunswick Town
Hall. Brunswick Town Hall.
No, that's okay. You're getting a bit senile yourself.
I know.
I'm sensing some sparks here between you two. What would young Tony have to say about that?
Well, I have multiple lovers.
You might be two-toned and one Ben.
And that's the thing about it, and it is about love. So, you know, I can have up to eight lovers at a time. And love is physical, but also love is emotional.
That's true.
And some of the partners I have, I'll just have a coffee with. So that's, you know, it's not all about physical contact.
I'd have to step in there, though. If you're having coffee with someone and that's it, isn't that just having a coffee with a mate?
Oh. You still love a mate.
Yeah, I think that's narrow, Greg.
I don't think Mary's the only one that's a bit short-sighted.
So, but what I'm saying, Ben, if you and I are having a coffee together, are we now lovers because of the coffee?
Oh, no, but I think you can have an agreement with someone, you know, that this particular relationship is about conversations. Mm. And that doesn't exclude it. Some people live in a sexless marriage. Who am I to say? I myself prefer sex. I mean, I love sex. I love having it. I love giving it. I love seeing it. I love being in it. Yeah. And that's me. But who am I to say that that's the right way? You know, there's some people have it on the side, you know, and sometimes sex doesn't go the way you expect, especially at my age, you know, the slips and the wrong spots and the wrong holes and, you know, and you know, with the arthritis, you'll be on your back, you know, and not you never get up again.
Yeah. Bone on bone.
You know, and if I get on top, God help us all, I'll get stuck there, you know.
Well, anyway, you've got a song from your show that you wanted to play for us.
Just a funny little number, if you don't mind,
Okay, sure. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mary Seymour with a song from her show titled...
This one's a funny Christmas one, actually, just special for this time of year.
Oh, well,
you might recognise it.
All right. Well, let's have a listen.
Season's greetings.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a menopause in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me, where are my glasses and a menopause in a pear tree? On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me, where are my glasses? 3 Tinder emails and a menopause in a pear tree.
All right. Well, that's so funny and good.
That is fantastic. Yeah, thank you so much, Mary. If you want to see Mary's show,
come to the Brunswick Town Hall, fellas.
Brunswick Town Hall, 6 p.m., seniors discount, and it is on till Christmas Eve. That is The 60-Year-Old Slut by Mary Seymour. Check it out.
See you there, fellas.
You're a little boy. Your knees have been removed. You're a teacher's daughter. You've lost your feet. You're your best friend sitting in a wheelchair. You're a small boy whose stomach has been ripped out by a pack of wild dogs. You're a young man stabbed, bleeding out in the gutter. Village Roadshow Cinemas. Open 24 hours with all your favorite blockbuster films. Call now.
Yeah. You've been listening to The Grub.
Okay, we are back from the break, and it is time to call one lucky listener.
Yeah.
And if they say the code word, what's the code word, Danny?
I can't breathe.
I can't breathe. That's right. Then they will win $150 plus two free tickets to Michael Bublé's new live show. It's very exciting. Here we go. It's time for the code word. Don't. It's very exciting.
Oh, my God. Don't.
Here we go.
Don't.
Hello.
Ooh, oh, no.
Sorry. Who is this?
This is Michael.
Michael, it is Benno and Danny from Jams FM. And unfortunately,
oh,
we
I
were
can't
after.
Breathe.
Yeah, we were after that code word. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's a little bit too late. You need to pick up and say, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
No,
unfortunately.
Mate, no, I can't breathe. I can't no, breathe. That's
unfortunately, you have missed out on that $150 and two mate. Michael Bublé tickets.
Oh, no.
Mate, I've been listening to the bloody radio all day, can you just back up a sec, mate?
Well, unfortunately, we can't break the rules, can we, Danny?
I knew the code word, and I just didn't say it at the time. But I've been listening to your show. Is it on a delay?
Yeah,
or
thank you very much for listening, but unfortunately, we cannot. Award you that 150 tickets.
No, you don't understand, Michael. Mate. I've been counting on that bloody money. I can't pay my phone bills.
Uh-huh.
I can't pay my fucking car bills. I'm fucking losing my mind over
okay,
here.
Well, unfortunately, there's nothing much we can do. Thanks for listening.
And I was thinking, if Benno and Danny call, then I'll be able to get. Just get on top of things for once.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, we do have some rules and we cannot bend those rules.
Yeah,
sorry about that, Michael. Better luck next time.
Okay,
thanks for listening to Jams FM. No repeat workday. Keep on listening for your chance
breathe.
To win.
I can't breathe.
The next coach.
I can't breathe.
When Benno and Danny call you on the drive home. Okay. I'm sorry we're losing you. Sorry, Michael. Coming up next, Coldplay. Darling.
Come on down to Mixed Carpets. We got Mixed Carpets as long as the eye can see. Whatever you do, don't talk about my mom's big red pussy. It's Mixed Carpets. Come on down. We're on the corner of Ratbag and Scallywag. Mixed Carpets. Please don't tell.
Well, this is exciting because we are at the end of the episode, the nude episode.
The nude episode.
We enjoyed it. Nude. And it's finally time for what we've all been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
Ben's amazing, groundbreaking new character.
Yep.
Ben.
It's going to be good.
It's going to change.
What's the new character called? What do we do? Do we...
Just, I'll just, ladies and gentlemen, so just introduce me, the new character, Funny Lady.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the microphone the new character, Funny Lady.
Oh, hey there, beautifuls. You're so mind if I park my keister right here? Hope there aren't any cops around. I didn't buy a ticket. Know what I'm talking about? Money. Dollar bills. Cash. The real stuff.
Are we interacting with you, or is this more of a monologue?
Look at you. You're tiny. I've got heels as big as you, and I love it. I could tie you up and eat you for breakfast. Leave nothing but the bone. Leave nothing but the bones. Now we're making gravy. I don't get out of bed for less than $100. That's not American dollars. That's raccoon dollars. Gotta account for inflation, you see.
What's a raccoon dollar?
You know how many drinks of water I've had in my life? I'm talking Niagara Falls. Ever been there? Back in the day it was something. Now there's too many Chinese.
All right, well, it's time for Grub of the Week.
I like you. You remind me of my third husband. I collect them like wallets. Terrible man, but a heck of a drinker. Irish. Reddest cheeks I ever saw, and I had taken about his face.
What's the setting?
Yeah,
where is it?
What's the concept here?
What do you mean, what's the concept? What's the setting? She's a funny lady.
Yeah.
It died. Too much sun.
Who died? Whose son died?
Her husband.
But what, is she on a boat or?
No, she's in the studio with you guys.
Mm.
And she's a funny lady.
Mm. Is it done?
Yeah, I mean, we can finish it.
Yep.
But usually I've got a wig on.
I would like... I want to move on to Grub of the Week, but before we do, I would like, Ben, for you to officially promise our listeners that this won't come back. Like, this won't be a recurring character.
This is
going to
be a recurring character.
Tweet in if you want it to stop.
Yeah.
We'll have our Twitter up and running.
Yeah, we should have a...
It's called the Grub Podcast. Just tweet stop to that if you want this to stop.
Okay, yeah, but funny lady, I think there's a lot of places that we can take this.
Yeah. Mm,
the bin?
All right, let's move on. Final bit of the show, Grub of the Week.
Yep.
Grub of the Week. Got any nominations?
Funny lady.
Yeah. Oh, come on, man. Funny lady is a grower, not a shower.
I don't know what you mean.
I don't know if you should say that during the nude episode.
Yeah.
I definitely
nominate funny lady.
I'll nominate tight asses that line up for cheap petrol.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if that bit doesn't make it to the podcast, it's okay.
Yeah. There was a bit where we talked about petrol.
Yeah.
I would like to nominate, I have his name here, Wayne.
Wayne who?
Wayne. He's the guy who backed into my car about 6 hours ago. Mm.
Yeah. Greg, you can't just use this podcast to air personal grievances, okay?
Yeah, this isn't your dirty laundry.
It feels like you're trying to incite the listeners to maybe like start Facebooking or Twittering, like to try and deny it.
No, maybe.
You're just trying to dox people that have wronged you.
But he backed into my car. I feel Wayne is his name. That's his name.
I'm going to go back through the podcast and I'm going to bleep out, for starters, that phone number earlier on.
No,
yes. And I'm going to bleep out this guy's surname.
That's bullshit. Why would I be in a podcast if not to ruin people's lives and harass them? That's the whole reason for starting a podcast, to get people's phone numbers publicly
It is. That wasn't our mission statement.
Yeah, that wasn't in our artistic vision.
Mm.
Well,
I don't want you to ruin my life for once. This is about your fourth attempt at ruining my life.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to ruin anyone's life.
Cudgels for
it's
your
just happening.
Various vendettas around town.
You angry, angry man.
Well, fine then. Funny lady's the grub of the week.
You know what's coming off you like a real pong?
What?
Toxic masculinity.
toxic masculinity.
I am a toxic masculinity man. I'm a toxic masculine man. I'm very masculine. I'm very toxic.
You are toxic.
Guess what? Time's up, cunt.
I'd second that nomination for funny lady. It's an absolute abomination.
I think it was a real watershed moment.
Funny lady is absolutely the grub of the week. and it will never, ever be back.
She's a lovely grubbly.
I have a feeling that's not the last we've heard from funny lady.
Tell you what, subscribe.
Yeah.
Click on the subscribe
button
and then click on the Twitter.
And then click on your butt.
Fuck.
Got him, Toxie Max. I myself love sex. I love having it. I love giving it. I love the act of it. I love...
Fuck!
The look on your face. Yeah. It was like you were getting a stiffy.
from I love sex, I love having it,